Welcome back to the pregame show here on Superstation. Chris joins now is the Knox County head coach, Bruce Vinoy. Coach, it's been a tough stretch the past few weeks. Tell our listeners who haven't been following your games as closely, what's happened after a strong start to the year for your team?
A lot of small school. We had some injuries in some key areas. Small school football, you got to worry about your depth. We made it through a couple weeks. We were having a one or two here and there, but kind of hit us all at once and went through a little stretch there just trying to find a new identity. So recovering from that and starting to get a little closer to healthy, and hopefully by Friday we'll be back to what we were about mid-season.
Do you think you've been able to find that new identity in practice, be ready to go for tonight's game?
There were some glimpses of it last Friday against Fayette. We were able to move the ball a little bit, sustain some drives. So that was really the kill of the previous 2 weeks. We would, some self-inflicted injury or penalties and stuff like that too, but we just couldn't sustain a drive, and our defense was on the field for a good majority of the time. But offensively, like I said, getting our quarterback, Connor Hayes, back was a big step for us. And he just, we have a lot of nice pieces to go around him, but he's just kind of the motor that makes it run. So getting him back is definitely a great thing for us, and hopefully it'll help out on Friday night.
And he put up respectable numbers against Fayette last week.
Yeah, he did, absolutely. And I don't know if they knew were expecting him back or not, but our offense is built upon you can't take away everything. So when we have him, we feel like we can attack all parts of the field because of everyone else around him. So those few weeks we're missing him, we just weren't able to do that. So hopefully, we'll get everyone else up to speed. Got a couple younger guys in there, but that's nothing wrong with that. We can be able to continue to do that on offense.
How do you think your guys match up with South Shelby?
From top to bottom, I feel pretty confident about it. They obviously, South Shelby is a traditional powerhouse and 1A football in Northeast Missouri, and seems like we meet up with them quite a bit when it comes to playoff time or district play. So, top to bottom, I like our matchups. Obviously, they have one of the best athletes in the area in Brock Woods, so. Our game plan is definitely to try to contain him, and hopefully we can not let him get to us too many times.
Has there been a team on your schedule so far this season that the Cardinals remind you of?
I wouldn't say just one team. I mean, we were kind of talking about the physicality of them. You can kind of compare that to just because South Shore was always a physical team. We've seen a nice physical team in Fayette last week, and I would. That kind of spread them out. They like to, they'll get into some heavier sets, but they spread out and kind of use their speed to their advantage. We've seen a little bit of that in Marceline and Scotland County too. But so maybe not one team, but we've seen some different views of it throughout the season.
Without tipping your hand, when you're on offense, have you seen something you think you can exploit?
There's some things we think we can take advantage of. Our biggest thing is going to be just, all year we always talk about, it's not so much what we're trying to attack on them, it's just, we do our job and take care of ourselves. So we feel like, if they're taking something away, there's got to be something else available. So if we can make sure we, get that stuff done in practice, and if we do our assignments when it comes to the game, we should be able to move the ball successfully on Friday.
What's the one key stat that has to go your way tonight for you to feel like you're going to get a win?
To me, it's going to be time of possession, and obviously it's always turnovers, but I think we need the offense, we need to stay on the field. We need to sustain drives and not allow them to just be out there with an explosive type offense like that. You can't let them on the field for a majority of the game, or their bench is going to break one. So hopefully we can control the ball, and our offense can stay out there and eat some clock up.
All right. Anything else you want your fans to know before I let you go?
I think that's it.
All right, Bruce Vinoy, head coach at Knox County, has been our guest. We'll be back with more of the pregame show next here on Superstation. Chris.
Whether it's screen print, heat press, transfer, window cling, or wall vinyl art, Joyce's Embroidery in downtown Clarence can fill your order. From special design shirts to personal bling, if you need it, Joyce's Embroidery can print it. And there's no setup fee or hidden charges for special design shirts from 1 to 1,000. Joyce's has a large inventory of shirts, jackets, and hats, as well as promotional items in stock to choose from. And Joyce's is your UPS drop-off spot. See more at joycesembroidery.com.
This is Joyce. Just remember, anything is possible at Joyce's Embroidery in downtown Clarence. Just ask.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
The significance of school is something that reaches beyond education. School is a place where young people learn, encourage each other, and grow into adults. That is why the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of Knox County Schools in Edina are so proud of their students. These young adults support each other in sporting events, academics, and in their individual walks through life. Keep up the good work, students. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Knox County School in Edina are proud to support the students of Knox County.
Welcome back to the pregame show here on Superstation Crest. Joins now is South Shelby head coach Rob Wilt. Two wins in a row, including the one we had against Brookfield on the air a couple of weeks ago. Your team's playing pretty well right now.
They are, and their confidence is up a little bit, and good things are happening to them because they worked hard and they didn't point fingers during the five-game losing streak. They kept their head and kept positive, and I think that's paying off for us right now.
Obviously, playing hard helps. Have you noticed a difference in practice or maybe in the hallways around school of a new confidence with this team or something different than when you were struggling?
Yes, I really do. You know, the kids are practicing better. Things are just a little quicker. You know, I can set back and not correct so many mistakes that they were doing earlier in the year. I think they've a little more familiar with the offense and comfortable, and it's showing in practice. And you're right. You watch them in the hallways. There's a smile on their face, and confidence is at a high right now. So it's a good thing going into districts, and hopefully that'll pay off for us.
We talk about this all year. It seems like every year about how your tough conference schedule gets you ready for districts, and just the fact you play up so many games gives you a home game for this first round.
Yeah, you know, there's some advantages and disadvantages playing in a bigger conference like we do, and definitely one of the advantages is that you see what your faults are, your mistakes are, because it'll get magnified playing the teams we do, and you can make those corrections. And I think that's definitely an advantage for us when we go in and play teams our size and districts. So we're hoping to use those advantages and make a run at it here.
What are your overall thoughts on Knox County?
You know, the thing I see about Knox County is defensively, I think they're pretty solid. They got two big linebackers that play downhill. I think their D-line does some good things. Offensively, you know, they're going to run what they run, and you got to be disciplined, and you got to read your keys on defense to help shut them out. But overall, I've been really impressed with their defense. I think they play physical football.
Without tipping your hand, because of that defense, do you need a second option besides Brock Wood to get your offense going tonight?
Well, I think you do. You always need a second option, and you know, just to make people play a little bit more fair and not key only on Brock. But, you know, we've used Daniel Burke. Our passing game's been better the last couple games. We threw over 100 yards last week against Highland. And hopefully those things will keep teams honest enough to not just only look at Brock Wood.
When the Eagles have the ball, what are you trying to do on defense?
Well, we want to take away some of their buck sweep and their counter trade looks that they do. And they do them well. We got to do a good job of getting in those hip pockets of those pulling guards and creating some problems with that. And I think just play downhill because they're going to run the ball quite a bit, and our linebackers have really been doing that lately. I like our physical brand of football the last few weeks.
What's the one overall stat that has to go your way tonight?
Well, you know, one of our things is we got to have the time of possession, keep the ball in our hand. And the thing what we've done, you know, on defensively that I haven't been very happy with is giving up big plays. You know, Highland had two really big plays on their touchdowns. That's one of our goals this week is keep Knox under some big plays under 25 yards. And if we can do that, we feel good about what we're doing.
All right. Anything else you want Cardinals fans to know before I let you go?
No, it's an exciting time of year for us. And and we're excited about being in districts and playing football, and our kids are excited, and I hope the fans can do that as well.
Rob Wild, head coach at South Shelby, has been our guest. Thank you for your time, Coach.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
And we'll be back with more of the pregame show coming up next here on Superstation Crest.
At Hines Body Shop in Shelvina, we do more than collision repair. We're specialists in the total repair of your vehicle. This is Steve Hines. In other words, trust us to repair problems to your vehicle due to the normal wear and tear of everyday driving. Count on Hines Body Shop for your light mechanical repair, exhaust and brake work, air conditioning repair, tire balancing, computerized wheel alignment, as well as frame and suspension work. You'll always receive quality automotive service and repair at Hines Body Shop in Shelvina. After all, you're driving home our reputation.
Imagine you falling, you're injured, and you can't move. How long is too long to wait for help to come? Now, pretend it's your mother who has fallen. All of a sudden, the situation demands immediate assistance. This is Kim Thompson. At the Shelvina Villa Life Care in Shelvina, we treat every resident's response call as though they are your mother. Our average response time to a call is only 9 seconds. Shelvina Villa Life Care in Shelvina, it's an option to assisted living facility, and it's the next best thing to home. View ShelvinaVilla.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Meyer Implement Company in Bowling Green and Monroe City, your authorized McCormick tractor dealer, has a series of rugged, dependable, and versatile McCormick tractors. The McCormick X7 series tractors, from 143 to 212 horsepower, they're built to work in any environment, including yours. The new X7 series offers innovative design to maximize comfort, convenience, and performance. Get your new McCormick X7 series tractor at Meyer Implement in Bowling Green or Monroe City, where your business is always appreciated.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the fans involved and the students, because high school activities are about learning life values. Your friends at Alpha Media and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you're attending your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri. I'm J.B. Conley. The captains are out for the coin toss right now. We're just moments away from the kickoff of this district quarterfinal between the South Shelby Cardinals and the Knox County Eagles. The Cardinals in their home red uniform with the white numerals, red helmets, red pants. And the Eagles in their white uniforms, red numerals, with the white pants, dark-colored helmets. And we're just moments away from the announcement as we're getting for the coin toss. South Shelby comes in with a record of 3-6. Knox County is 4-5 on the year. Expect both teams to run the ball most of the night. Although we should have good weather conditions. Get a team afraid to go to the air every once in a while. And the toss was won by Knox County, and they have elected to receive, and they will defend the end zone to our left. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be back with your opening kickoff. You're listening to high school football on Superstation Crest, KRES Moberly, and CentralMoInfo.com.
If you would never lend a buddy your wobble sockets because, well, he really should have his own, then CarQuest is for you. If even your work gloves have calluses, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
When you want the best parts for your car, see Heinz Performance Parts, your local CarQuest Auto Parts store newly located in downtown Shelbina. Heinz Performance Parts is a proud supporter of all local athletes.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let's get the game rolling with this kickoff, sponsored by Missouri Valley College of Marshall. Valley will roll. South Shelby will kick off. They are going right to left across your radio dial and across your computer at centralmoinfo.com. Back deep to receive for the Eagles is Connor Hayes on the far side of the field. On the near side, looks like Colton Morrow. And we are ready to go. Kick is a high end overhead kick. It'll be taken by one of the up men. It'll bounce. It'll be picked up by Hayes at the 25-yard line. Cuts to the middle. He's wrapped up at the 30, and that's where the Eagles will set up first and 10. Up front for the Eagles will be Zane Hubble, Robert Mock, Matthew Carlson, Floyd Miller, and Logan Miller. Tight end is Landon Hodge. The wideouts, Wes Ward and Colton Morrow. Running backs Dylan Strong and Trent Clocky. The quarterback is Connor Hayes. For the Cardinals defensively, Guy Timbrook, Luke Wootski, Justin Alley, and Mason Schuler up front. The linebackers Marcus Wiseman and Kason Wilfe. Defensive backs Dylan Durbin, David Fenton, Brock Wood, and Levi Blevins. Two receivers split wide to the near side of the formation. First and 10 for the Eagles from the 30-yard line. We'll call it the 31. As Connor Hayes, out of the pistol, takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself. Follows a block up the middle, and he's only going to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Connor Hayes kept it that time. To bring up about a yard. Tackled by Kason Wilk.
47 degrees here in Shelbina. Clear skies. Relative humidity 78%. Wind out of the east at 1 mile per hour. So nice but cool night for football here in north central Missouri. Two receivers wide to the near side of the formation on second and 10. Hayes out of the pistol. He'll send Clocky in motion. Takes the snap off tackle right side. Picks up a couple to about the 33-yard line. Going to bring up third and 8.
Hayes again, the ball carrier.
Cardinals have won two straight games over Brookfield and Highland.
That's
kind of losing three straight to
third down 8.
Scotland County, Highland, and Fayette. Some tough competition there, but the loss to Highland may be a shocker. Highland's only win of the season so far. The only common opponent between these two schools this year. Third and 8 for the Eagles. Hayes out of the pistol, takes the snap, bobbles a little bit, now rolls out to his near side looking to throw, and the catch is made out across the 40-yard line. Ball fumbled out of bounds right at the 41-yard line, close to a first down if they say it's a catch.
Pass complete to Trent.
They're going to rule it a catch.
On the near side across the 40.
We'll see where the spot is. It's right at the 41-yard line. And it looks like it's going to be fourth and inches. They have not brought the chains on yet.
And they, call
they are moving
down.
The chains.
First
it's going to be a first down. So an 8-yard
41.
Completion for Hayes. And that'll bring up first and 10 at the 41-yard line. Split wide left is Morrow. The near side of the formation, Wes Ward. Hayes takes the snap, fakes the handoff to Clocky, he carries himself across the 45-yard line, brought down at the 49 for a gain of 8.
Hayes on the keeper across the 45.
Bring up second and short.
Yard line.
About 2 yards to go as they're approaching midfield. 10-16 remaining in the first quarter, no score. Winner of this game will get either Paris or Scotland County next week. The 8-1 matchup tonight. Second and 2 from the 49-yard line. Two receivers wide to the near side. The double tight end set. And the handoff. The man in motion on the near side. This is Dylan Strong. And he'll have enough for a first down. Cross the 50 to the 45-yard line of the Cardinals. Gain of 7. On Strong's first carry of the night. He's averaging 6.1 yards per carry
across
this season.
Across the 50 to the Cardinal 46-yard line, another Eagle first down.
First and 10 coming up. They'll give him 6 on the pickup, so. Actually, 5, excuse me. First and 10 from the 46
past the near side. Over throws strong. We have a late flag in the backfield. This may be roughing the passer.
Pass intended for Dylan.
Hayes took a lick.
Complete penalty marker in the backfield.
It's in the area of roughing the passer, although it could be offensive holding, too. We'll see what the call is. It is roughing the passer. It's going to be another first down after that.
Indication, roughing the passer against South Shelby.
Pass to Strong on the near side was a little too high for him to catch, but Hayes took a lick afterwards.
So
it'll be first and 10 at the 31-yard line. Eagles on the march here in the first quarter. 9:26 remaining in the first on our first drive of the game. Wes Ward moving to the far side of the formation. He'll line up in the slot. Connor Hayes out of the pistol again. Three receivers wide left. Clocky comes in motion. Hayes will keep it, and he's going to get to about the 30 for a gain of one. South Shelby is really shutting down the middle here in the early going. That's Hayes' fourth carry for a total of 11 yards. He's their leading rusher of the season as far as yards per game, 51.3 in six contests.
Tackled by Gage Rainey. Second down nine.
And a team high 308 yards on the year. Second and nine from the 30. 8:52 remaining here in the first quarter. Clocky in motion again. Hayes will keep it. Looking to follow a block. Gets to the second level. Wrapped up and brought down at the 25-yard line. Gain of five.
Connor Hayes takes it to the Cardinal 26.
Looks like
about
it was
four on the play. Third down five.
Evan Kaysen Wilt in on the tackle for the Cardinals.
Marcus Wiseman.
We'll give it to Marcus Wiseman as well. Third and five from the 26-yard line. A 12 remaining in the first quarter, no score. There's the snap. Hayes rolling out to his left under pressure, throws, and it's incomplete. The intended receiver was Dylan Strong again. We'll bring up fourth down.
Pass intended for Dylan Strong is incomplete. And it'll bring up fourth and five for the Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles look like they're going to keep the offense on the field. At the 26-yard line, looking to pick up five. Field goal out of the question at this point, and really too close to punt. 8:04 remaining in the first quarter. No score. Hayes, out of the pistol. Three receivers wide left. Now I'll bring a man into the backfield. This is Branson Miller. Hayes will follow block left side, and he's going to be close to a first down. This will just depend on the spot. Looks like he got to the 20, which would be enough for a first down. Yeah, they will move
the
chain.
He's got enough for an Eagle first
gain
down.
Six on that carry.
20-yard line.
Six carries for 21 yards now.
First and 10.
Yeah, the fourth first down of this drive. First and 10 of the 20, 7:54 remaining in the first quarter. This game brought to you in part by Heinz Body Shop, Harley Croft, your local shelter insurance agents, Heinz Performance Parts, and Salt River Community Care. Trips left again. Hayes out of the pistol, takes the snap. And delayed draw up the middle. He was tripped up and brought down near the line of scrimmage. Maybe lost a couple yards on that play.
Caught in the backfield by 56.
And the tackle was made by Kaysen Wilt.
Loss of a yard. Second down 11.
Bring up second and 11. Loss of one on the play. Impressive first drive so far for the Eagles. Just outside the red zone. Second 11 from the 21. Two receivers wide right now. There's the snap. And a handoff on the sweep to the near side. Looks like Strong again. Got inside the 22
and
about the
number
15.
One, Dylan Strong.
Gain of six.
He gains about five on the play.
That's going to bring up third and five from the 15-yard line. Eagles continue to march down the field. Facing third down coming up. This game brought to you in part by Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbina and Clarence, Shelbina Villa Life Care, all of Shelbina, Joyce's Embroidery of Clarence, and Exchange Bank of Shelbyville, Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, and Memphis. And we'll get a timeout taken by the Eagles. We're going to take a 30-second break with 6:18 remaining in the first quarter. No score. You're listening to High School Football on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related.
Mom, Dad,
we just dropped by to pick up your
rent check.
I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
What if I just moved back into my old room?
Oh, you mean Dad's new man cave.
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Shelter agent Harley Croft about a free insurance review.
This is Jesse Swanky of On Target Ag of Leonard. 8 of 10 Precision Ag users report higher profitability. Gauge yield across the field to make better management decisions with Ag Leader's time-tested yield monitoring tools. Gauge yield to make informed management decisions. Your bottom line will thank you. Contact On Target Ag of Leonard at 660-651-3432, your Ag Leader dealer, or visit agleader.com for more info. On Target Ag, Precision Ag Services from the ground up.
Third and five from the 15. Handoff the clock in the backfield. He's wrapped up and dropped for a loss back near the 16-17-yard line. Making the tackle again was Marcus Wiseman.
Trent Flocky.
Actually, the tackle made back near the 20. It's going to be a loss of five.
On the carry by Clark. Five on the play. Going to be fourth and 11.
And it's going to bring up fourth down at about 10 yards to go from the 20-yard line. 5:52 remaining in the first quarter. Eagles going for it again. Two receivers wide left, one to the near side. And it's a play action rolling to the near side. Looking for the end zone. Clocky has it picked off in the end zone. And taking knee, it's going to be a touchback. The interception made by Daniel Burke. Clocky, the intended receiver. And the Eagles turn it over as Hayes rolled out to the near side.
And
Burke comes up with a pick.
South Shelby
comes up with a stop on their first drive defensively. They'll get the offense onto the field. Schiller, Wise, Benelli, Wilton, Rainey up front. Dodd, the tight end. Durbin, Wilkerson, Owens, Wall, rotating wide receiver. Burke and Tim Brooke in the backfield. Brock Wood at quarterback. First and 10 from the 20-yard line. And the handoff this time up the middle is a give to Burke by Wood. It's going to be a gain of about 3 yards.
Daniel
second
Burke,
and seven.
The ball carrier, picked up about 3 yards.
Defensively for the Eagles, it's Carlson, York, Hubble, and Calvert up front. Hayes, Mock, and Miller, the linebacker, Strong, Miller, Clocky, and Morrow in the backfield. Second and seven. Rolling out to the near side. Wood turns upfield. Crossed the 30, tripped up, and brought down to 33. A gain of 10 and a first down.
Brock Wood, the ball carrier.
Brock Wood's first carry of the night.
And he's got a Cardinal first down.
First down for the Cardinals. Wood, of course, their leading rusher on the season. 1,382 yards coming in. That's 150 yards per game. 154 exactly. First and 10 from the 33. Play action. Wood's got all kinds of time. He's looking down the field, looking for Owens. It's broken up. Back in coverage, Dylan Strong tips it away at the 35-yard line. It'll bring up second and 10. Wood had all day to unload. A well-thrown ball, but well-covered by Strong.
Second down, 10, Cardinals.
Second and 10 from the 33 coming up. 4:42 remaining in the first quarter. Wood in the backfield again. Burke lined up to his right. Takes the snap. He'll follow the block right side. Cuts back to his left. Across the 40. Still on his feet to the 44-yard line. He'll have another first down. A gain of 11 on that carry. His second carry of the night. Two carries for 21 yards already. First and 10 Cardinals at the 44.
First and 10 Cardinals.
4:35 remaining in the first quarter. Ward out of the gun. takes the snap. And the pitch coming to the near side. This is Owens looking to turn upfield. He's across the 50, lost the football. It looks like one of his teammates fell on it right at the midfield stripe. They did, coming up with the football.
Wyatt Owens on the carry. Fumble on the play that was recovered by
Luke Woodski.
Luke Woodski for South Shelby.
It is a gain of
second
seven
down
for Owens.
Four for the Cardinals right at midfield.
Second and three from the 50. Ward out of the gun again. Takes the snap, rolls to his right, looking to throw, looking. Still looking. Now he's going to turn upfield. Doesn't have a whole lot there. Don't find his way across the 50. Be marked down at the 48 of Knox County for a gain of two.
Picks up a couple of yards to
about
Knox County 48.
A yard and a half to go. Good coverage downfield by the Eagles defense.
Brendan Calvert on the stop for the Eagles. Third and two.
Ball's at the 48-yard line. Third and two coming up. Ward out of the gun takes the snap. He's going to run a draw play straight up the middle. He's got a first down and more into the second level. Cuts to the outside. Down the sideline. And looks like he maybe lost the ball momentarily. He did get enough for a first down. And he did fall on. He was brought down at the 27-yard line. Gain of 21 yards and a first down. On his fourth carry of the
night. Robert Malk on the stop for the Eagles. First and 10.
Robert Malk ready with the tackle for Knox County. It'll bring up first and 10. Ball at the 27-yard line. 2:50 remaining in the first quarter. Wood takes the snap. Handoff comes to the near side. Burke falls a block. Spins out of a tackle. Pushes a couple would-be tacklers. Inside the 20 to the 19.
Gain of 8. 19-yard line.
It'll bring up second and two on Burke's second carry of the night.
8 yards on that play.
Eight plays so far on this drive, seven of them on the ground.
Second
and two coming up. 2:20 and counting remaining in the first quarter. A full backfield now. Three backs in there, along with Wood at quarterback. Takes the snap. Hand off to Timbrook. Falls a block, breaks a tackle, stays on his feet. He's got a first down inside the 10 to about the 5-yard line.
Guy Timbrook.
Gain of 14 and a
first
down.
Cardinal first down. He's
it'll be first and goal.
Just inside the 5-yard line.
At the 5. They'll call
all
the
about
four.
The 4. It'll be first and goal, South Shelby from there.
First and goal, Cardinals at the 4-yard line. Wood out of the pistol, takes the snap. Fakes the handoff to Burke, balls loose on the ground, picked up by Knox County. And it's going to be a first down. Eagles going the other way as the ball's returned to the 24-yard line. Looking for a number on the fumble recovery.
The exchange, and Knox County has recovered. They've got the ball at the 21-yard line.
Did not pick up the number there.
First and 10 Eagles.
Looks like it may have been Matthew Carlson. So each team has turned the ball over once. And Knox County will have it at their 23-yard line. They'll call it the 22. First and 10. Connor Hayes, that quarterback, will keep it himself. Follows the block, has room to run. Gets to the outside. Has a first down, wrapped up and brought down. At the 36-yard line, a gain
Connor
of 14.
Connor Hayes, the ball carrier. He takes it to the
35-yard line. He has 8 carries for 34 yards here in the first quarter. Under 2 minutes to play in the first period.
Dylan Durbin on the stop for South Shelby. Ball spotted at
first and 10 at the 36-yard line. Split wide to the near side. Colton Morrow. Hayes takes the snap, fakes the handoff to Clocky. Hit in the backfield, drop for a loss. In on the tackle for the Cardinals, that's Wilt again.
He's caught in the backfield that time by
loss of Jason two.
Wilt. Loss of a couple.
Over second
down second
and 12.
And
under a minute to play in the first quarter. No score. Each team has turned the ball over once. Trips wide left. Empty backfield, two receivers to the near side. Clocky goes in motion. And a keeper once again by Hayes. Gets out to nearly midfield. He's got enough for a first down. They'll mark him down just shy of the 47 is where his knee touched, but it's enough for a first down.
Hunter Hayes, the ball carrier. He's across the 45 to the 47. He's got an Eagle first down.
Being on that play, about 12 yards.
Dylan Durbin on the
sixth first down for the Eagles.
First and 10 Eagles.
First and 10 for 47. 20 seconds remaining in the quarter. Knox County will have to snap it one more time. They've got to hurry to the line. Play clock's at 5. Play clock's at 2. Play clock's at 1. The snap is off. Hayes will keep himself. Follows a blocker near side, and he's going to be dropped for a short loss.
Hunter Hayes tripped up in the backfield.
And on the tackle.
56, Case and Wilt.
It was Wiseman again. Wilt was also in there.
About a yard. The second down, he's 11.
It's going to be second 11 when we come back. After one quarter of play, no score. Back in 60 seconds here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
School photography is far more than some traveling photographer bringing a camera into the school once or twice a year, sitting the student down, and snapping the camera. Keithley Photography is North Central Missouri's own professional school photographer who excels in more than taking school yearbook portraits. Keithley is in the middle of the games all school year, capturing the essence of school athletes in action. Only Keithley offers this service. Ask your school for Keithley. Keithley Photography, capturing life's greatest moments in action. Choose Keithley Photography.
We asked Anna Jean Wild how she likes living at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina.
I think it's very nice. I like all the attention we get. They take really good care of us. If we need something, all we have to do is ask. They'll help us achieve that. The food's good, and the nurses are very good.
Another example how residents live life to the fullest at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina. View saltrivercommunitycare.com. Tonight's game on Crest brought to you in part by O'Loughlin Incorporated, with locations in Shelbina, Macon, and Marceline, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Northeast Missouri Co-op of Edina in Shelbyville. We start the second quarter, no score. Knox County with the football, second and 11. At their 46-yard line, now going right to left across your radio dial and across your computer at centralmoinfo.com. And we get a flag.
Penalty marker prior to the snap, dead ball foul, delay of game.
Delay of game against Knox County.
5-yard penalty. Second down, 16.
I'm not sure why that was late. They got to the ball just as we came out of our minute break. They should be okay, but that was the second penalty against the Eagles. They may have started the play clock too early. So it'll be second and 16 from the 41-yard line. Rolling out to his right, Hayes looking to throw downfield, and did he hang on to it? No, he did not.
Pass was intended for receiver. Trent Clocky. Is incomplete.
Clocky on the far sideline. Fell incomplete. To bring up third down. There is a flag down.
Indication holding against
and
Knox
it's
County.
A holding call against the Eagles. So I'll show you the decision here. They may decline. Bring up third and long. No indication yet. And they will accept the penalty. 10-yard walk-off is going to bring up second and 26.
Holding a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the
ball
foul.
Back at the 31-yard line.
31.
The winner will likely be at Scotland County next week. They're hosting Paris tonight in their quarterfinal. The other half of the district, number 7, Louisiana, at number 2, West Rand, number 6, Schuyler County, is at number 3, Mark Twain.
Second down, 27.
Second and 26 from the 31-yard line. Empty backfield, Hayes out of the pistol, takes the snap, draw play, bounces off to the right side, counter to the motion, and he'll get across the 35-yard line. It's going to be a third and long. He's at 37 for a gain of six.
Across the 35 to the 37 12
carries for him tonight
line.
For 49 yards. Just about to his average yards per game.
Gain of about six third, on the play. Third down, 21.
And long coming up. Third and 21 from the 37-yard line. Empty backfield again. Hayes takes the snap. Looking to throw to the near side. Threw behind the intended receiver. Coming back to make the catch was Colton Morrow. But he went to his knees to get the ball, and it's going
to
bring up fourth and long. Catch was out to the 42-yard line. Only a 5-yard completion. That ball was really thrown behind where Morrow was.
Fourth
and about 14
for the Eagles.
About 16 yards to go. Off the 42-yard line. Back deep to receive for the Cardinals, Wood and Burke. Hayes will most likely put it away, standing at his 35-yard line. Gets the snap, gets the kick away. Wobbly kick to the near side. Catch made at the 25 to the 30. A flag comes in. Two flags come in at the end of the play. As this was returned by Burke to the 36, we'll see what the flags are for, both in the same general area. Maybe two officials seeing the same foul.
Daniel Burke on the return for South Shelby. He takes
the flag at
the
31-yard line.
Penalty marker on the play.
It is illegal use of the hands against South Shelby. First penalty against the Cardinals tonight.
Indication of legal block against South Shelby on the return.
To the 21-yard line. That's where the Cardinals will set up first and 10 with 10:25 remaining in the first half.
First and 10 South Shelby at the 21-yard line.
Brockwood out of the shotgun, first and 10. Takes the snap. Hand off to Burke, looks to follow a block near side, gets to the 24, ball came loose. Knox County fell on it at the 29-yard line. We'll see if he was down before it popped out.
Daniel Burke on the carry, fumble on the play, recovered by David Fenton.
David Fenton of South Shelby apparently falling on the ball.
And it makes about a 7-yard gain, second down and three.
Burke. Bring up second and three from the 28-yard line. This time it's Wood carrying to the left side. Cuts back to his right. Met at the 40. Stays on his feet and brought down at the 41. Gain of 13 and a first down.
Brock Wood across the 40 to the 41-yard line.
His fifth carry of the night.
Tackle made by Robert Moff. First and 10, South Shelby.
Ball is at the 41-yard line, first and 10. Wood out of the shotgun again. Draw play left side. Has some room. Fights his way to midfield. Close to a first down. I think he's going to be a little bit short. Gain of 9. Second and 1 coming up. 9:09 remaining in the first half.
Takes it for about 9 to the 50-yard line.
Ball's right at the midfield stripe. Second and 1 coming up. Three receivers split wide left, one to the near side. Ward out of the shotgun, takes the snap again. The give to Burke, and he'll have enough for a first down. I believe. Well, that spot maybe not as generous as I thought, but it still looks like it's enough for a first down. The officials are still eyeballing it. They want to bring the chains on. I think with that spot, he's got it by about half a length of a football, but they will measure.
Daniel Burke on the carry.
This game brought to you in part by the Knox County R1 School District, Meyer Implement of Monroe City and Bowling Green, On Target Agriculture, LLC of Shelbyville, and Mobley Area Community College in Mobley, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. He has it by half the length of a football. First down.
First and 10, South Shelby.
First and 10 from the Knox County 49-yard line. 8:33 remaining in the first half. Baxter split on either side. Wood takes the snap. Draw to the near side. Tries to bounce the outside. Breaks one tackle, then met. It's only going to get about 2 yards. Several Eagles
under
on the tackle, including Matthew Carlson. They'll mark him at the 47 for
Matthew Carlson on the stop for Knox County. Gain of a couple of yards.
Second and 8 coming up.
Second down, 8.
8:04 remaining in the first half. No score here on the campus of South Shelby High School. Wood out of the gun again on 2nd and 8. Takes the snap. Draw play. Straight up the middle. Now bounces out to the left side. Has some room across the 40. Wrapped up near the 37. He should have enough for another first down.
Brock Wood inside the 40 to about the 38.
Gain of 9 yards
and
on the first down.
He's got a Cardinal first down.
The sixth
Robert
first down for
the
Cardinals tonight. Brock Wood now 8 carries for 75 yards unofficially. He's had some big weeks recently. Including that win over Highland last week. Give to Burke this time. Off tackle left side. Still on his feet, but he's not going to get much. Maybe to the 36 for a gain of 2.
Daniel Burke, the ball carrier.
Last week, Wood had 338 yards and 6 touchdowns.
Zane Hubble on the tackle.
It's Highland. He had a big week against
second down nine.
Brookfield, the game we had a couple weeks ago. On the radio for you. 2nd and 9. And rolling to the near side. Wood stays on his feet across the 30. Brought down at the 28.
Rockwood inside the 30 to about the 28-yard line.
And they're looking at the chains again.
First down, South Shelby.
Didn't have to bring it on to measure. They just looked over and saw it was enough. Under 7 minutes to play in the first half. First and 10 from the 28. Give this time. Looked like Tim Brook on the carry. He got maybe a yard or two before being driven back. They'll bring up second down. They'll give him a yard.
Guy Timbrook on the carry.
Two down to 46.
He's drug down by 79.
2nd and 8 coming up. Midway point of the second quarter, no score. From the 26-yard line, Wood takes the snap, fakes left, runs to the right, has a seam, gets to the second level, gets to the third level, gets to the house, touchdown, South Shelby. Brock Wood from 26 yards. And the Cardinals take a 6-0 lead with 5:58 remaining in the first half. He faked left, got the defense to bite, came back to the right, and had a seam all the way to the end zone. A 26-yard run for Wood. And the 2-point conversion try coming up. Two receivers wide left, two to the near side. Burke in the backfield. Wood takes the snap. Long count. Does finally take the snap. Looking to throw. Now he's going to run to his left. Cuts back to his right in traffic. Finds the end zone. Fumbles it into the end zone. And will they give it to him? No signal. Looks like he came up short. Looks like the knee went down. They did give it to him. He broke the plane. He did break the plane.
And the Cardinals lead 8-0.
South Shelby leads 8-0. 5:58 remaining in the first half. Back in 60 seconds here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
The significance of school is something that reaches beyond education. School is a place where young people learn, encourage each other, and grow into adults. That is why the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of Knox County Schools in Edina are so proud of their students. These young adults support each other in sporting events, academics, and in their individual walks through life. Keep up the good work, students. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Knox County School in Edina are proud to support the students of Knox County.
Does this sound like you? Or maybe your inner biker sounds like...
No matter what motorcycle motor is music to your ears, Shelter Insurance has a policy that's music to your wallet.
Shelter insures your fun stuff. Motorcycles to riding mowers, ATVs to RVs, bikes to bass boats. If it rides, rolls, or floats, we can cover it. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Harley Croft about Shelter's newest discounts on your auto insurance.
Yard line did pick it up, returned it out across the 30 to about 35. That is where Knox County will set up first and 10. 5:51 remaining in the first half. South Shelby leading 8-0.
At their own 31-yard line.
Came over on the captain, a late start. They've been running late in Springfield today. Knox County in the fourth inning. Maybe Norwood by a score of 2-0, top of the fourth. And Winstein has the call over on 99.9, the captain. 5:51 remaining here in the first half. Knox County with the ball, first and 10 at the 31-yard line. Taking the snap, rolling out to his right is Hayes. Following a block, gets to the sideline. Still on his feet across midfield. And South Shelby finally brings him down near their own 40. Gain of 29 yards for Hayes.
To the South Shelby 40.
His longest run of the night. 14 carries for 80 yards now. Another first down for the Eagles.
Finally brought down by 34.
That's that tied right now at 8 apiece.
Eagles have a first and 10 at the Cardinal 40.
Looking for an answer. Following a 26-yard touchdown run by Brock Wood. First and 10 from the Cardinals 40. Hayes takes the snap. He'll keep it himself. Follows a block left side. Picks up about 4 yards. Before being ridden to the turf.
Connor Hayes.
Second and six from the 36. This game brought to you in part by Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, and Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. Second and six from the Cardinal 36-yard line. Eagles with the football going right to left. Connor Hayes. Now the pistol takes the snap, rolls out to his right. He's going to keep himself, has a seam, getting to the outside. He's got a first down and more, stays on his feet. Wrapped up and brought down near the 20. They'll mark him down at the 21, gain of 15, and a first down.
Connor Hayes.
He's just shy of 100 yards
rushing in
the first down.
Timbrook.
16 carries, 99 yards officially.
22, it'll be first and 10 for the Eagles.
First and 10. I'm going to mark him at the 22-yard line. They break the huddle. 4:43 remaining in the first half. Hayes will keep it again. Not much there. Maybe lost a yard or two. Be a loss of one. On the tackle for the Cardinals, Wiseman again.
Hayes,
second 11. 4:15 remaining.
On the stop.
In the first half, South Shelby leading 8-0. Hayes goes all the way over to the sideline to get the play to ring it in. Play clock down to 5. Down to 4. They may have to use a timeout, and they do. Knox County uses its second timeout. We're going to take a 30-second break and be back. South Shelby leading 8-0 with 3:56 remaining in the first half. You're listening to high school football on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. Cardinals, everyone in the South Shelby District wants you to know they are with you every step of the way. The hard work and determination you exhibit during practice and in the classroom will show in competition and in all that you do. So continue to work hard, students, and know the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their Cardinals and wish them all the best.
Well,
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls, or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at fishing, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know they'd never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we can teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at Alpha Media and the Missouri State High School Activities Association. Knox County football, 2nd and 11 at the South Shelby 23-yard line. 3:56 remaining in the first half. South Shelby leading 8-0. Empty backfield. Hayes out of the pistol. Brings Clocky in motion. He'll keep it himself. Dives across the 20. We'll mark him down near the 18-yard line.
Hayes on the carry.
That's going to bring up third. And about 6 yards to go. I'll put Hayes over 100 yards on the night.
Third down, six.
Third and six from the 18. Hayes takes the snap, rolls to his right. Turns upfield. Has a block, and ball came loose at the end. A whistle blew, I think, prematurely. However, they could say forward progress had been stopped. It would be fourth down and one. A gain of five for Hayes before the ball came out, but his forward progress had been stopped.
Fourth down.
Fourth and one from the 13-yard line. 2:49 and counting here in the first half. One receiver wide left, two wide right, double tight end set. Hayes will follow a block right side. He's got a first down, I believe. Looks like they'll mark him at the 10.
Connor Hayes takes it to the Cardinal 10-yard line.
First and goal coming up. Following a three-yard gain by Hayes, 20 rushes for 110 yards now here in the first half.
Ball just outside the 10-yard line will be first and goal for Knox County.
Goal at the 10. Actually, they nose the football just outside the 10, so it'll be first and 10 from just outside the 10. Handoff goes right side. And it's going to go for about a 3 yard gain.
Handoff to Dylan Strong.
Dylan Strong on the carry. Second and 8 from just outside the 8. Strong's third carry of the night.
He gained a couple of yards. Tackled by Wyatt Jackson.
Knox County looking for an answer. Under 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Down 8-0. A couple of weeks ago, Knox County was sitting third in the district in points. String of tough losses here. Knocked him down to the fifth slot. And they're on the road this week. Hayes takes the snap. Handoff. Right side. Nothing there. As the Cardinals were in the backfield, and it's going to go for a loss of about three.
Strong on the backfield, number 34, Marcus Wiseman.
He's going to tackle again.
He lost about 4 yards on the play. Going to be third and 12.
Ball's at the 12-yard line. Third down coming up. They can get a first down without scoring. Just barely. Four down situation for the Eagles here. Hayes rolls out to his right. Stops, sets, throws to the right side, and catch was made inside the 5. Immediately brought down. Colton Morrow on the far sideline.
Colton Morrow on the far side.
It's going to bring up fourth down.
Tackle.
And the ball is being placed at the
gain of about six on the play.
Looks like at the 6 yard line, so a gain of six.
It'll be fourth and six.
It was a game back a little bit for the football. Morrow's second catch of the night. Two receivers wide to the near side, two tight ends. Hayes takes the snap. He'll keep himself, draw play up the middle, and he's going to be short. He was brought down about the 2 yard line, and South Shelby's defense comes up with another stop.
Stop short of the first down, and the Cardinals take over.
He's only got
10.
About 4 yards. He needed six. And the Cardinals take over on downs. with 12.6 seconds remaining in the half.
First and 10 Cardinals balls at about the
They don't have a lot of room to work with, but they're not going to try to accomplish much either. They just want to punch out enough to get the clock running and not fumble the football. Wood standing 2 yards deep in the end zone. Takes the snap. He's going to run it outside. Cuts back to his left. Has some room. Stays on his feet looking to follow a block. He gets out to the 20-yard line before he's wrapped up. And play will stop with 4.4 seconds remaining. An 18-yard gain for Wood.
Rockwood takes it to the 20-yard line, and the Cardinals
take
timeout.
So we got some room to work with, and the Cardinals are going to take a timeout now with 4.4 seconds remaining in the first half. They like the field position. They figure, why not? Now, they may decide to take a knee anyway. They still have two timeouts remaining. Chance to at least discuss their options. Coming up at the half, we'll send you to the Mobley Motors Sports Desk. Mobley Motors, driven by tradition. That's coming up here in just a few moments. 4.4 seconds remaining in the first half. South Shelby with the football at their 20-yard line, leading by a score of 8-0. The Eagles break their huddle on the far sideline. South Shelby is going to go with an open backfield. And receivers spread sideline to sideline. Wood takes the snap. And it was a handoff to Owens. No, keeper by Wood. No, it wasn't. Burke looked to throw downfield for Wood, and it was incomplete. They reversed it back to Burke, looking to throw to Wood at the 50-yard line. It was incomplete.
And that takes care of the first half.
And that's going to do it for the first half.
South Shelby
leading by a score of 8-0. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will send it back to the Mobley Motors Sports Desk for the halftime report. 8-0 South Shelby. You're listening to high school football on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Meyer Implement Company, your Kubota dealer in Bowling Green and Monroe City, has the most powerful and dependable RTV utility vehicles on the market today. The new RTV XG 850 Series Kubota has a large chassis with a 48-horsepower gas engine, CVT Plus transmission, and speed-sensitive electric power steering, and it offers you more room and larger cargo space. See the new Kubota RTV XG 850 Series today at Meyer Implement Company in Bowling Green or Monroe City, where your business is appreciated. Low financing available with approved credit.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri. With offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com. Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
With fall harvest comes fall application of fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemicals. At Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina, they know as a farmer your time is valuable. They'll help save you time by custom applying dry fertilizer to your fields with variable rate technology and custom applying anhydrous as well as custom applying chemicals this fall so you'll be prepared for next year. Give Northeast Missouri Co-op a call today. Their goal is to help you this fall so you'll be ready for next spring. Remember, service is a priority at Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina.
And it is halftime. Glad you're with us here on Superstation Crest. Halftime report brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. And a big night of high school football, of course, right here on Superstation Crest. South Shelby hosting Knox County on Glory 97.3, Centralia, Mexico, and on Quicks Moberly running away from Fulton. And we'll get you to the scores, and let's go ahead and do that right away. And, of course, right here on Crest, midway through the second quarter of the game is when we had our first score of the game. And it came courtesy of someone we've heard an awful lot from this year, Brock Wood from South Shelby.
From the 26-yard line, Wood takes the snap, fakes left, runs to the right, has a seam, gets to the second level, gets to the third level, gets to the house, touchdown, South Shelby. Brock Wood from 26 yards.
And the two-point conversion was good on a run from Brock Wood to make it 8-0, and that is the way the game reads at halftime. Now on Quicks, AM and FM, it is all Moberly, and it started often, and it came, or started early and came often, and it started off with a run from Dominic Stone King with under 10 minutes remaining in the opening quarter.
Stone King, read option, pulls it away up the middle, inside the five, into the end zone for six. Touchdown, Moberly. Dominic Stone King, 8-yard touchdown run on the read option, and the Spartans drive 95 yards to score on their opening possession.
Hayden Hopper with the extra point, 7-0 at that point, and 2 minutes later,
receiver spread out wide to each side. And it's an option play, and Stone King with room to run breaks through at the 30, and it's a foot race to midfield, to 40, to the 30. Stone King to the 20. He will not be caught. Touchdown, Moberly.
Hopper added the extra point, 14-0 at the 8:05 mark in the first quarter. With less than 30 seconds remaining in the first, this time it was Landon Graves.
Again, Kendra will be the deep back. Graves the up back. Lowry and Shannon, the receivers. Fake it to Kinder inside, give it on the counter to Graves. He slips through at the 15 to the 10, sprints to the end zone, touchdown, Moberly.
Hopper added another extra point. He would actually end up going 4-for-4 in the PAT category in the first half. This time, after a 50-yard run from Graves, just into the second quarter.
Shannon to the right, short to the left. Miller's the tight end to the right. Handed up the middle to Graves. He breaks through at the 45. Shifts across the 40. Breaks a tackle to the 30. To the 20. To the 10. He's gone. Touchdown, Spartans. 50-yard sprint to the end zone for Landon Graves.
And the score at the break, 28-0. Moberly has the advantage in that contest. Centralia and Mexico also doing battle. Let's get you caught up to date. Opening quarter, 1 yard run. Dylan Nichols from Mexico.
Nichols the fullback. Benewald the slot receiver. Mahaney the near side split. Snap. Pitch the near side. Nichols pulls in for a touchdown.
And Gage Gilmore with PAT. 7-0 is the score at that point. 5:18 remaining in the first quarter. Centralia would knot things up.
Durant hands off near side. It's Holloman, 25, 20, 15, 10. No, Wheaton walks in near side, touchdown. That is Nick Wheaton on the touchdown run. A 33-yard score for Centralia with the answer.
7-7, that's the way it stood going into the second quarter when Mexico would take the lead back.
Prince under center, Nichols the fullback. Snap. Hand off right side, Nichols bulldozes, touchdown. His second of the game. 13-7 Bulldogs, 10:45 first half.
Gage Gilmore added the extra point, 14-7 Mexico, and the Bulldogs would extend the advantage about 3 minutes later.
Motion right to left, snap. Prince makes the pitch, rolls to his right. Sidearms for Mahaney, cut, touchdown Bulldogs.
But right before we were about to go to break, it was time for Centralia to get right back in it.
Wheaton, the receiver, already with a 33-yard touchdown run tonight. And now takes another hand up, left side, 40, 35, hand on the blocker, 30, far side, Jets, 15, 10, 5 up the far sideline, touchdown.
And that's Eric Duke with the call on Glory 97.3, the PAT no good, 21-13. The score at the break. So that's where we are as far as our broadcast action is concerned this evening. And right here on Superstation Crest, we will be back with more of the halftime festivities coming up in just a moment. South Shelby leading Knox County 8-0. More in just a moment.
Boats, lawn tractors, motorcycles. Moberly Motors wants it all during our annual trade-a-thon. Our brand new facility has a lot more room on the lot than before, and we're filling it up by taking anything in trade, even if you don't buy a vehicle from us. But we think you will, because we have tons of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams. 0% financing for up to 72 months is available on select models with approved credit. Plus, we have new 2018 Ford F-150s priced up to $15,000 off MSRP.
On top of it all, we're guaranteeing a minimum $1,000 for your pre-owned vehicle in trade, regardless of condition. Push it, pull it, even drag it in. It's still worth at least $1,000. During Trade-A-Thon, we're taking anything in trade, from helicopters to custom choppers. So come visit our all-new facility and see why after 75 years, people are still making the money-saving drive to Moberly Motors. North Morley Street in Moberly and MoberlyMotors.com. Driven by tradition.
Well, let's get you an update on softball action on 99.9 FM. The Captain, Knox County, with a 9-spot leading Norwood in the third-place game. And that, again, on 99.9 FM. The Captain, Salisbury, plays Maysville for the Class 1 crown tomorrow at 2. And we'll have that for you, starting with pregame coverage at 1:45 tomorrow. Again, that'll be on 99.9 FM. The Captain. Let's get you the scores, and then we'll head back to game action. On Quicks tonight, Moberly a 35-0 advantage over Fulton as the Spartans have scored again. Mexico leading Centralia in a wild one on Glory, 27-13. Southern Boone, shutting out Wright City, 7-0. South Shelby right here on Crest, the game you're hearing with an 8-0 advantage over Knox County. Scotland County shutting out Paris, 15-0. West Rand, 10-0 advantage over Louisiana. Mark Twain leading Schuyler County, 8-0. Fayette in front of Harrisburg, 24-6. It is Bishop LeBlanc trailing North Platte, 8-0. East Buchanan leads West Platte, 14-0. South Harrison, an 8-6 advantage over Hamilton Penny. It's Marceline, a 14-8 advantage over Maysville. Princeton doubling up Gallatin, 14-7. Blair Oaks shutting out the California Pintos, 27-0. It is Tolton blanking Herman, 27-0. South Callaway and Hallsville tied at 7. North Callaway, a 20-14 advantage over Montgomery County. Lathrop in Class 2 shutting out Richmond, 14-0. Macon in front of Trenton. That's in the opening quarter. Now the second quarter, 20-6. Lexington shutting out Carrollton, 24-0. It's Kansas City Center doubling up Pleasant Hill, 6-3. And St. Joe Benton in front of Chillicothe, 22-14. And a couple other scores. Hannibal blanking St. Charles, 42-0. And that's what we've got for you on the scoreboard at halftime. Now let's get ready to head back to J.B. Conley and more game action right here on Superstation Crest, Knox County at South Shelby. That's coming up in just a moment.
Boats, lawn tractors, motorcycles. Moberly Motors wants it all during our annual trade-a-thon. Our brand new facility has a lot more room on the lot than before, and we're filling it up by taking anything in trade, even if you don't buy a vehicle from us. But we think you will, because we have tons of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams. 0% financing for up to 72 months is available on select models with approved credit. Plus, we have new 2018 Ford F-150s priced up to $15,000 off MSRP. On top of it all, we're guaranteeing a minimum $1,000 for your pre-owned vehicle in trade, regardless of condition. Push it, pull it, even drag it in. It's still worth at least $1,000. During Trade-A-Thon, we're taking anything in trade, from helicopters to custom choppers. So come visit our all-new facility and see why after 75 years, people are still making the money-saving drive to Moberly Motors. North Morley Street in Moberly and MoberlyMotors.com. Driven by tradition.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. Cardinals, everyone in the South Shelby District wants you to know they are with you every step of the way. The hard work and determination you exhibit during practice and in the classroom will show in competition and in all that you do. So continue to work hard, students, and know the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their Cardinals and wish them all the best.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Heinz Body Shop, Harley Croft, your local shelter insurance agent, Heinz Performance Park, Salt River Community Care, Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbina and Clarence, Shelbina Villa Life Care, all of Shelbina, Joyce's Embroidery of Clarence, and Exchange Bank of Shelbyville, Cahoka, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, and Memphis. O'Loughlin Incorporated, with locations in Shelbina, Macon, and Marceline. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Northeast Missouri Co-op of Edina and Shelbyville. The Knox County R1 School District. Meyer Implement of Monroe City and Bowling Green. On Target Agriculture, LLC of Shelbyville. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbian Online. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. And Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. Halftime here. Cardinals lead Knox County by a score of 8-0. Brock Wood, a 26-yard touchdown run midway through the second quarter. Also ran in the two-point conversion. Had to fight to get those 2 points. 8-0 is the score. Take a look at the first half stats for Knox County. It was Connor Hayes with 21 carries for 114 yards unofficially. Dylan Strong had 4 carries for 9. And Trent Crockey had 1 carry for a loss of 5 yards. Connor Hayes was 3 of 5 passing for 19 yards and 1 interception. And for South Shelby, it was basically all on the ground. Brock Wood, 0 of 1 passing. Daniel Burke, 0 of 1 passing. Brock Wood, 11 carries, 128 yards and a touchdown in the first half. Daniel Burke, 5 carries for 21. Guy Tenbrook, 2 carries for 17. White Owens had 1 carry for 7 yards. So the ground attack roughly even, slight edge to South Shelby, but they were able to punch it in. Both teams turned the ball over one time. Knox County throwing interception. South Shelby fumbling the football. First downs, 10-9 in favor of the Eagles. Penalty yards, 30 on 3 penalties for Knox County. South Shelby, 1 penalty for a total of 10 yards. Coming up tomorrow, we will have the Class 1 softball championship game. Salisbury will take on Maysville on the Captain. Pregame 1:45, scheduled for 1:45. First pitch at 2. Ben Winston will have a call of that. We'll have 2 football games for you. Quincy Truman on Superstation Crest. Brad, Eric, and Hank will have the call. Pregame 1:10, kickoff at 2. Mizzou will host Kentucky tomorrow afternoon. Pregame at 1, kickoff at 3 on Quicksam and FM. And the Kansas City Chiefs will host Denver on Sunday. Pregame at 11, kickoff at noon on 99.9 The Captain. Next week, our Alpha Media Cares food drive will be at Fitzsimmons John Arena as the Greyhounds and the Ladyhounds will open the season. The women will take on Marshalltown. The men will take on Henry Ford. I will have the pregame for you next Friday night on Quicks. Pregame at 4:50. Tip times 5 and 7. Next Saturday, Ladyhounds host Southwestern of Illinois and the men host Southwest Tennessee. Once again, 4:50, the pregame tip times 5 and 7. And, of course, we'll have high school football for you next Friday night on Crest, the Captain, and Glory. And we'll have college football next Saturday, Mizzou, Florida, and Indianapolis at Truman. We're going to take a 2-minute break. We'll be back with the second half. South Shelby leading by a score of 8-0. You're listening to high school football on Superstation Crest, KRES Moberly, and CentralMoInfo.com.
Whatever you need printed, whether it's on a shirt, jacket, or hat, the name to remember is Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence. From special designed shirts to personal bling to letter jackets to promotional items for your school, business, or nonprofit organization, if you need it, Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence can print it. And there's no setup fee or hidden charges for special designed shirts from 1 to 1,000. See more at joycesembroidery.com. Joyce's is even your UPS drop-off spot.
This is Joyce. Just remember, anything is possible at Joyce's Embroidery in downtown Clarence. Just ask.
With fall harvest comes fall application of fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemicals. At Northeast Missouri Co-op at Edina, they know as a farmer your time is valuable. They'll help save you time by custom applying dry fertilizer to your fields with variable rate technology. And custom applying anhydrous as well as custom applying chemicals this fall so you'll be prepared for next year. Give Northeast Missouri Co-op a call today. Their goal is to help you this fall so you'll be ready for next spring. Remember, service is a priority at Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Fallon County over Paris 43-0.
Welcome back, J.B. Conley with you. As we get ready for the start of the second half at South Shelby High School, Cardinals leading Knox County by a score of 8-0. Scotland County was winning big over Paris at the half, so winner of this game travels to Scotland County next week. Almost all but certain. As South Shelby will receive the kickoff and defend the end zone to our left. It's a beautiful but cool night for football. No wind. Rain earlier today has not been a factor. It's certainly not the
Cardinals will receive
mud bowl
the
we had a couple
half,
weeks ago in Brookfield this year.
Daniel Burke.
And we are ready to go. Teeing up for Knox County. Looks like this will be Zane Hubble.
63, Zane
and
Hubble.
We're
teeing it up for the Eagle.
Ready to go. Burke and Wood back deep for the Cardinals. And Wood is sneaking up to about the 30-yard line. Burke the only one back right now. In case this kick is short, which is in. It is. A high end overhand kick will be taken by Wood at the 20-yard line. Comes to the 25, 30, to the near sideline. 35, breaks one tackle, stays on his feet. And brought down just shy of midfield by four or five Eagles tacklers, including Robert Mock. Also in there, Landon Hodge.
Landon Hodge, number 30 there.
Branson Miller was in the vicinity. And the Cardinals will have great field position at the 49-yard line, first and 10. Going left to right across your radio. As we start the third quarter. Wood out of the pistol. One receiver split wide left. Takes the snap. Hands off to Burke. Off tackle left side. Falls a block. Flag comes in on the play as he's brought down just shy of the sticks.
Daniel
but the call
Burke
is holding
here
against South Shelby. This one is coming back.
Brendan Calvert on the side.
Flag was thrown at
the
Knox County 49-yard line.
Indication is holding.
So they will walk
South
it off,
Shelby.
And it'll be first and long coming up.
And that'll be 10 yards.
10 yards for the spot would make it about first and 18.
41-yard line.
And first they're going to place it between the 40 and 41.
19.
So we'll call it first and 19 yards to go. The ball basically at the South Shelby 41-yard line. One receiver wide left, backs are split. Wood takes the snap. Hand off to Burke again, looking to follow a block, and he's met near the line of scrimmage and driven backwards. I don't think they'll even give him the line of scrimmage. They're going to mark it back at the 40-yard line. It's going to bring up second and long. Nose of the football back at the 40. We'll call it second and 20.
Loss of a yard on the play. Daniel Burke on the carry.
Tim Brook now lines up. H-back on the left side. Backfield itself is empty. Wood will take the snap. He's going to roll out to his left. Now come back to his right. Same place the touchdown run earlier. Comes to the near side to the 50. He's to the 40. One man to beat to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, 5. Touchdown Cardinals. 60 yards for Brock Wood.
Brock Wood takes it in.
And it's 14-0 in favor of South Shelby. Same play as the first touchdown. Cut to his left, came back to his right, going the same direction even. And it's a 60-yard touchdown run for Brock Wood. 2-point try coming up with 10:42 remaining. Three receivers split wide left. Burke is in the backfield with Wood. Tim Brook, H-back on the left side. Long count. Wood takes the snap. Fakes the handoff, and he's going to run into the end zone basically untouched. The conversion's good. And with 10:42 remaining in the third quarter, South Shelby now leads by a score of 16-0 back in 60 seconds on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Right now at Subway Restaurants, you can save big on big subs. Just pick out any 3-foot-long subs with any veggies you want on your choice of freshly baked bread and save six big dollars. Choose from our most popular foot-long subs like oven-roasted chicken, turkey breast, Subway Club, sweet onion chicken teriyaki, or any other foot-long. And when you pick three, you'll save $6, but only for a limited time and only at Subway Restaurants. Limited time only. Additional charges for extras and deluxe plus tax are applicable. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
We asked Anna Jean Wilt, a resident at Salt River Community Care, how she filled her day.
Well, we have exercise class at least once a week. You can play most any kind of cards you want to play. We have a planned activity that the nursing home provides, something that we can participate if we want to. There's always something you can find to do. I haven't had any problem with that.
Residents live life to the fullest at Salt River Community Care in Shell Bonneview. SaltRiverCommunityCare.com.
Colton Morrow takes the kickoff at the 20, returns it to the 30-yard line of the far sideline before he's wrapped up. And that is where Knox County will set up first and 10 at the 30-yard line, trailing 16-0, 10:37 remaining in the third quarter. Brock Wood now 12 carries for 188 yards and two touchdowns. First and 10 from the 30-yard line. Connor Hayes. Leading the Eagles offense back onto the field. Sets up in the pistol. Takes the snap. Handoff goes to Strong right side. No, it was a fake. Cut back on the inside. There was not much there at all for Clocky. He lost a
Trent
yard.
Clocky on the carry.
Now bring up second and 11.
Tackle by Kaysen Wilt for about a yard loss. Second down and 11.
Wilt credited with the tackle. Second and 11 from the 29-yard line. 10:13 remaining third quarter. One receiver split wide right. Two tight ends set. Hayes takes the snap, and this time the handoff to Strong right side, looking on the sweep, turn the corner. Unable to do so. The ball came loose, possibly. Flag is thrown in at the end of the play. South Shelby says they have it, but we're going to have to wait and see what the flag is for first. Ball came loose about the 27-yard line. That's where it's sitting right now. No indication who has it. It is going to be Knox County ball. Still waiting on the indication for the flag as well. It's going to be a walk-off against Knox County, 5 yards. And it is South Shelby.
Fumble on the play. The Cardinals recover.
It is a turnover.
And on the tackle,
they finally
signaled
it.
Knox County.
It was a 5-yard face mask.
21-yard line, first and 10, South Shelby.
As the second turnover by the Eagles will be first and 10 from the 21-yard line. Wood out of the pistol. Takes the snap. And the handoff comes to the right side. To about the 15-yard line on that carry. For Burke.
Daniel Burke, the ball carrier.
Gain of 6.
Zane Hubble on the
top. Second and 4 from the 15. South Shelby.
Gain of
trying to make this a 3-score game.
Second down 3.
leading 16-0, 9:15 remaining here in the third quarter. Wood takes the snap. And it's a handoff to Timbrook. He's in for a touchdown. Just ran it straight up the middle. Timbrook from 15 out. 22-0 in favor of South Shelby. Guy Timbrook, a 15-yard touchdown run for the Cardinals. That is his second touchdown of the year. And South Shelby will go for two again. 9:06 remaining in the third quarter. Wood out of the pistol. Play clock down to 15. Has time. He's going to give it to Burke, trying to come to the near side. He's met in the backfield and dropped behind the line by Matthew Carlson. 9:06 remaining here in the third quarter. South Shelby leads 22-0 back in 30 seconds here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
This is Jesse Swanky of On Target Ag of Leonard. Ag Leader is solely focused on precision farming and bringing you year-round tools to make your operation more efficient and profitable. Increasing your bottom line is our number one focus. Backed by local precision experts and dependable support, look to Ag Leader to put precision in your operation. Contact On Target Ag of Leonard at 660-651-3432, your Ag Leader dealer, or visit agleader.com. On Target Ag, precision ag services from the ground up.
Regional Radio urges you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Heinz Body Shop, Harley Croft, your local shelter insurance agent, Heinz Performance Parts, Salt River Community Care, the Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbina Clarence, and Shelbinaville Life Care, all of Shelbina. Kickoff will be taken at the 20-yard line on the near sideline. On the return, this is Connor Hayes out to about the 34 before he's wrapped up and brought down.
Connor Hayes on the return for Knox County.
First and 10, Knox County. They trail 22-0 with 8:59 remaining in the third quarter. Two quick touchdowns here to start the third. Brock Wood from 60 yards up, and after a fumble recovery, Timbrook, a 15-yard rush. Hayes and company will break the huddle. Two receivers wide right. Two tight ends. Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff. He'll keep it himself right side. Hops over the first would-be tackler. Gets out to the 37-yard line. A gain of three for Hayes. His first carry of the second half. He has 22 carries now for 117 yards. Second and seven coming up from the 37-yard line.
Connor Hayes on the carry, picked up about three on the play.
8:38 remaining. And the Eagles all of a sudden, after Mason playing Shuler South Shelby pretty even in the first half, Shelby finds themselves in a big hole. Hayes out of the pistol, takes the snap, low snap, gets at the knees. He'll carry it for about a yard off tackle on the right side. No surprise that both teams like to run the football.
Hayes, the ball carrier.
South Shelby a little bit more success on some big plays right now here in the second half.
Sets up third down.
Third and six from the 38. 7:53 and counting here in the third quarter. South Shelby leading by a score of 22-0. Two receivers split wide right. Hayes takes the snap, fakes the handoff, play action, looking to throw right side. Ball was batted down at the line of scrimmage. Getting a hand on it was Timbrook for South Shelby. It'll bring up fourth down.
Pass incomplete, batted down at the line by
fourth and six coming up.
Fourth down, six.
And the Eagles are going to be forced to punt. Brock Wood, Daniel Burke back deep to receive. Connor Hayes to kick it away.
Wood and Burke deep
for the Eagles. Short, wobbly kick to the near sideline, and it's going to roll dead about the 34.
Punt
touchdown
down
by Dylan Strong, and that's where South Shelby will set up first and 10.
Dylan Strong there to down for the Eagles.
There is first a flag on the near sideline near midfield. This may push the Cardinals back even further. It's in the area of holding. called a personal foul.
Personal foul against the Cardinals.
So instead of the 34-yard line, it's going to be back about the 19. Third penalty against the Cardinals for a total of 35 yards. And they will be back inside the 20-yard line rather than what they thought decent field position near the 35.
15-yard penalty from the
7:27 remaining in the third quarter. South Shelby leading 22-0.
And it'll be
don't forget to stick around after the South game. Shelby. Bob Hale will have end zone tonight.
At their own 19.
Went out of the shotgun on first and 10, takes the snap. Pitch goes left side to Burke. Burke's got a little bit of room. He's across the 25, brought down near the 28-yard line. Nice little pickup, gain of about 9 yards. He has 9 carries for about 37 yards tonight, unofficially. Now they're going to give him a first down, gain of 10.
Daniel Burke, the ball carrier. And he takes it 10 yards.
Ball spotted at the
29-yard
line. Went out of the shotgun again. First and 10 from the 29. He's going to run to his left. Has a little bit of a seam. Cuts back to his left again. He's got room to run. He is going to go all the way untouched. 71 yards for Brock Wood. His third touchdown of the night. South Shelby leads 28-0.
71-yard touchdown.
Brock Wood from 71 yards. He has a 26 and a 60-yard touchdown run earlier. And South Shelby all of a sudden a 28-0 lead, 6:56 remaining here in the third quarter. Cardinals will go for two again. Wood now 259 yards. On 13 carries. Pitch to the left side. That's going to be an incomplete pass. It was a forward pass. They tried to fling it out.
Pass intended for Daniel Burke. Is incomplete.
Burke out of the backfield. He couldn't come up
with
it. It's incomplete.
No good. 28-0.
South Shelby. We'll take a 30-second break. Be back here listening to high school football on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
If you ever gave your wife an impact wrench for her birthday, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you taught your kids how to change engine oil before you taught them how to ride a bike, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
When you want the best parts for your car, see Heinz Performance Parts, your local CarQuest Auto Parts store newly located in downtown Shelbina. Heinz Performance Parts is a proud supporter of all local athletes.
.656 remaining here in the third quarter. South Shelby leading 28-0, 20 points here in the third quarter for the Cardinals, and they will kick it away. High end over end kick taken at the 20-yard line. The near side, Hayes on the return across the 30 to 35 before he's wrapped up and brought down by Guy Timbrook.
Connor
they marked
Hayes
out the 37-yard
the
line. That's where the Eagles will set a first and 10.
Timbrook at the 37.
Brockwood, 13 carries for 259 yards and three touchdowns. He only had 110 at halftime. He's rushed for 149 unofficially on, actually, excuse me, had 128 at halftime. Still 131 yards on two rushes. Here in the second half, both of them going for touchdowns. Empty backfield for the Eagles, first and 10 from their 37-yard line. Hayes takes the snap. Hand off to Strong on the end around to the right side. Looking to turn the corner. Does get upfield. Cross the 40-yard line. Tripped up and brought down near the 43 for a gain of 6. Second and 4 coming up.
Dylan Strong on the carry. Brought down
28-0 in favor of the Cardinals.
Gain of
midway
six
point
on the
of the
second down four.
Third quarter. Eagles break the huddle, come up to the line. One receiver split wide right. Hayes out of the pistol, takes the snap. Inside handoff. And this will go for a first down across midfield.
Trent Clocky on
Clocky
the carry.
Gets to the 49-yard line.
49, he's got an Eagle first down.
That is a gain of 8 yards for Clocky.
Lockwood, first and 10 Eagles.
That's the first first down of the second half for Knox County. They're at the South Shelby 49-yard line. They'll quickly come out of the huddle. Morrow split wide to the near side of the formation. Empty backfield. Hayes takes the snap, rolls to his right, looking to throw. Now he's going to tuck it and run, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage as he got to the sideline. No gain will bring up second down. The offense has not been as efficient here in the second half as it was
Hunter
in the first
Hayes
half for the Eagles. 5:22 and counting.
Right at the line of
here
scrimmage.
Here in the third quarter.
No gain. Second down.
28-0 in favor of South Shelby. One receiver split wide right. Pistol formation. Hayes takes the snap. Spins to the near side. Gets the handoff away. South Shelby is going to sniff it out, and it's going to go for maybe a gain of one on that carry by Nash Miller.
Nash Miller on the
met
carry.
By several Cardinals, including
Daniel Burke.
Wyatt
he
Jackson.
Up a yard, third down nine.
Daniel Burke was in there. Looked like Justin Ali was also in the area. Third and nine from the 48. 4:30 and counting here in the third quarter. South Shelby leading Knox County 28-0. Hayes out of the pistol, takes the snap. Rolls out to his right, looking to throw. Lost one down the field. This one's going to be dropped, nearly picked off. Brock Wood nearly had a pick at the 30-yard line. Instead, it'll bring up fourth
pass
down.
Pass incomplete, almost picked off by Brock Wood. Fourth down and nine.
Fourth and nine coming up. That would have been the third pick of the year for Wood if he'd come up with it. As it is, Knox County will punt it away. Hayes standing near his own 40-yard line. Drops the snap, picks it up. He's going to run to the near side, try to get the kick away. Does get a short one off that'll roll from the South Shelby 35. Takes an Eagle bounce to the 24.
Down to about the 24-yard line.
So he was lucky to get it away. South Shelby will have it first and 10 at their 24-yard line with 4 minutes and 1 second remaining in the third quarter. 28-0 in favor of the Cardinals. This game brought to you in part by Joyce's Embroidery of Clarence and Exchange Bank of Shelbyville, Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, and Memphis. First and 10. And it's a run to the near side. Not much there for Wood. He's going to go for a loss of one.
Brock Wood back to pass.
I'll bring up
about a 1 yard
second
loss.
11.
Matthew Carlson on the stop for Knox County. Second down 11, Cardinals.
Second 11 from the 23. 3:33 remaining in the third quarter. Wood takes the snap. Handoff goes to Burke. He gets to about 25 before he's driven back.
Handoff to Daniel Burke.
That will bring up third down.
Robert Malk on
a
the
generous
top spot.
Knox
County.
The 27-yard line.
4 on the play. Third down, 7.
Burke now has 10 carries for 42 yards. Third and 7 from the 27-yard line. Wood takes the snap, rolls out to his left, trying to turn the corner. Gets to the outside. He's got room to run again. He's to midfield. He's to the 40. Zips past one more defender. He's to the 30, to the 20. Puts it in high gear. Touchdown, 73 yards for Brock Wood. And he's got the Bundy tonight. with 2:39 remaining in the third quarter. South Shelby goes up 34-0. Brockwood, a 73-yard touchdown run to go with runs of 26, 60, and 71. And the two-point conversion coming up. Takes the snap. Wood does. Handoff. Goes to, I believe this is Timbrook, fighting his way for the end zone. And
Daniel Burke into the end zone.
Excuse me. He does get in.
Extra point attempt.
Two-point run good for Burke.
2:39 to go in the third quarter.
2:39 remaining in the third quarter. South Shelby leads 36-0 back in 30 seconds here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Shelbina Villa Life Care has an average response time of 9 seconds to any call light pressed by a resident. We asked Jewel Hicks, a resident of Shelbina Villa, how important the 9-second average response was to her.
I feel secure. I feel very secure here because they do get here quick. And I feel like we're at home. They do excellent work.
Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina, the next best thing to home. View ShelbinaVilla.com.
Brockwood now has 20 touchdowns on the season. He's run for 331 yards unofficially tonight. And South Shelby will kick it away, leading 36-0. 2:39 remaining in the third quarter. This is taken at the 20-yard line on the far sideline. Out to about the 35 before the play is stopped. A large mass on the far sideline. Knox County with a large hill to climb at this point. As the clock is running.
Robert Mock returned that kickoff for Knox County.
Falls at the
35 to the 36-yard line
for the Eagles. First and 10 coming up. Connor Hayes takes the snap. Inside handoff. And there's not much there, but it's Clocky again. Oh, check that. It's Nash Miller on the carry. It's about a yard. That'll bring up second and nine. 1:40 and counting remaining in the third quarter.
Hunter Hayes, the ball carrier.
36-0 in favor of the Cardinals.
Second down nine.
One receiver split wide to the near side. Hayes, play action, throws out to the near side and threw behind his first intended receiver. There was a second man in the area, couldn't come up with the catch. Intended receiver, I believe,
pass
was Nash Miller.
15.
Trent Clocky, if he'd been lucky, maybe he had a shot at it. But it falls incomplete.
Third down nine, Eagles.
Brings up third and nine. At the margin being what it is, the clock continues to run under a minute remaining here in the third quarter. It comes in from the far sideline. Eagles come up to the line of scrimmage, third and nine. Strong is lined up as an H-back on the near side. Trips punch to the right side. Hayes will run to the right side, falls a block, and he gets out to about the 44, I believe, is where they'll mark him down. Nice run, but it's going to bring up fourth down. They'll mark him down at the 43, a gain of
Connor
six.
Hayes on the carry, short of the first down.
He's 25 carries for 124 yards now.
Fourth and four.
12 seconds remaining in the quarter. The Eagles do not have to snap it here, and I don't think they will. Down to 3, 2, 1. That's going to do it for three quarters of action. Third quarter, all South Shelby.
Runs out in the third quarter.
Scoring 28 points now, leading 36-0. Back in 60 seconds here on Press and CentralMoInfo.com.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
O'Laughlin Incorporated with facilities in Macon, Marceline, and Shelbina is a family-owned and operated business since 1950. O'Laughlin Incorporated handles rock, sand, and ready-mix concrete. They also offer bulk hauling and dump trucks or van trailers, plus provide paving supplies and bulk pneumatics. But their services don't stop there. O'Laughlin Incorporated also provides lime hauling and VRT spreading services. For more information, call an O'Laughlin location near you in Macon, Marceline, and Shelbina.
Welcome back to South Shelby as we start the fourth quarter. The hometown Cardinals leading by a score of 36-0. Knox County getting ready to punt it away on fourth and four from their 43. Kick is away by Hayes. Good spiral to the far side. It'll bounce to the 30. Take a little bit of a South Shelby bounce, then roll back the other way as well. Be downed at the 30-yard line.
Connor
Matthew
Hayes
Carlson.
Down at
South
the
Shelby will set up there first and 10.
South Shelby will have it there first and 10.
Clock running here in a 36-0 game. Leonard is going to be at Scotland County next week. First and 10 for the Cardinals. Ball marked at the 29-yard line. Wood takes the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls to his right. He's looking to throw, pumps, now throws downfield. And it's dropped at the 42-yard line. The intended receiver is David Fenton.
Pass intended for David Fenton. Incomplete. Second down.
South Shelby 0-for-3 through the air tonight. That'll bring up second down. 10:50 and counting here in the fourth quarter. Wood in the pistol. He's got Tim Brook to his left, Burke to his right. Takes the snap. Hand off to Burke. Falls and see him up the middle. He's across the 40, still on his feet. Fights out of a tackle. Gets to midfield. Stumbles to the 47-yard line.
Daniel Burke.
A gain of 24 and another first down.
7-yard line of the Eagles. For South Shelby.
Burke now 11 carries for 66 yards. This game brought to you in part by O'Laughlin Incorporated, locations in Shelbina, Macon, and Marceline. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Northeast Missouri Co-op of Edina and Shelbyville. First and 10 from the 47-yard line of Knox County. Hand off to Burke again. Follows a block left side. Excuse me, Tim Brook with it. Ball came loose, I believe. South Shelby does have it. It was recovered by Luke Woodski.
Got Tim Brook on
the 42-yard line.
Play recovered by Luke Woodski.
It's a gain of five for Tim Brook.
Six on the play. Second down, four.
Ball's at the 42-yard line. Second, about 4 yards to go. Wood out of the shotgun. And we get a whistle. I think this will be delay a game. Nope, South Shelby's going to take a timeout. Their first of the half. We're going to keep it here. And you know, this game brought to you in part by the Knox County R1 School District. Meyer Implement of Monroe City and Bowling Green On Target Agriculture LLC of Shelbyville. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. And Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. 9:07 remaining in the fourth quarter. Tight ball game through a half. It was 8-0 at halftime. 28 points scored by the Cardinals in the third quarter. It's now 36-0. Bob Bell, recap this game and all of our other games tonight on End Zone after this game. And we hope to hear from both coaches afterwards as well. Second and four from the 32. Wood looking to throw after the flat on the far side. Catch is made by Wyatt Owens. And he's fighting close to a first down before being driven back. I think they're going to give him the spot. Looks like to about the 37.
Pass complete to Wyatt Owen.
And it is a first down, 8-5.
Got a Cardinal first down.
First completion tonight for the Cardinals. Their 15th first down.
Cardinals at the 37.
Leading that category 15-11 now. 8.5 minutes remaining. First and 10 from the 37. Wood takes the snap. Hand off to Burke. Lost the football. I think he may have been down. He did come back and fall on it after picking up about 3 yards. Second and 7 coming up. South Shelby's put the ball on the ground a number of times tonight, but they've only turned it over once. Second and 7 from the 34. Wood is coming over to the near sideline. He may be done for the night. Levi Blevins is headed in. And Burke will run the offense now. If Wood is done on offense, 15 carries, 331 yards, and 4 touchdowns. It's a pretty good night. Second and 7 from the 34. Burke takes the snap. Actually, it was Blevins taking the snap this time. Looking to follow a block. Right side, nothing there. Reverses direction to the left. He's got some room now if he can get upfield. He tried to break a tackle, lost the football, and it'll be recovered by... Well, did they get it before it went out of bounds on the near sideline? Looked like they did. Knox County, I believe, with a takeaway here. They do have it at the 31-yard line.
Daniel Burke on the carry. Fumble on the play, recovered by Knox County.
It was Blevins on the carry.
And the Eagles had it first and 10.
And the ball was fumbled at the 31-yard line.
6:44 to go in the fourth quarter.
So the second turnover of the night by the Cardinals. And the Eagles take over at their 31 with 6:35 and counting here in the fourth quarter. They trail 36-0. And we get a whistle before the snap or flag is thrown from the near sideline. Awfully quick for delay of game. It was apparently an illegal substitution on South Shelby.
Penalty on the play. Illegal substitution against South Shelby.
So it'll be first and 5.
5-yard penalty, first down 5.
6:15 and counting here in the fourth quarter. 36-0 Cardinals. And once again, late substitution. This time they'll get the playoff, however. Hand off the backfield. Left side. This is Clocky looking to turn upfield. He's got a first down across the 40. Ridden down about the 46, 47-yard line. Enough for a first down. Gain of 11 on the carry for Clocky.
Trent Clocky on the carry. He takes it across the 45.
Knox County will say goodbye to a few seniors after this one, but a lot of good, talented young players will be back next year. First and 47-yard line. And off to the near side. Strong. Turns up field. He's to the 40, to the 35 before he's brought down. Gain of 18 yards. Strong, one of those seniors. 7 carries, 31 yards for him now tonight.
Dylan Strong, the ball carrier.
Be first and 10 of the 35.
Owens.
With 5:07 and counting left in
ball
this one.
Ball at the Cardinal 35 and up for an Eagle first down.
Pretty impressive second half for the Cardinals after a good, evenly matched game in the first half. Connor Hayes out of the pistol. South Shelby showing blitz. Handoff goes to Clonkey left side. Turns upfield. Gets to about the 30-yard line for a gain of 5 before he's brought down. About 3 or 4
Trent
Cardinal
Clocky,
tacklers. Brennan Otto in that group.
Tackle by like Brendan Otto.
Jesse Thomas
gain
was also in on it.
6 on the play. 2nd down 4.
Gain of 6 brings up 2nd and 4 from the 29-yard line. 4:13 remaining. Hayes takes the snap. Handoff up the middle. That's going to be a first down on that carry by Nash Miller. Takes it to the 23-yard line for a gain of six. First and 10 from the 23, 3:45 remaining.
Keaton Pantaleo on the stop.
One receiver split wide either side.
At the 23.
Hayes out of the pistol on first and 10 from the 23. Takes the snap. Keeps himself after the fake handoff. He's got some room. He's into the secondary. And he is going to be down inside the 10.
Fumble on the play.
And he fumbled at the end of the play. It's South Shelby's
16,
ball.
Levi Blevins
with the fumble recovery.
First and 10, South
and
Shelby.
South Shelby will have the football. At the 5-yard line. So it was an 18-yard carry. And another fumble, the third turnover of the night by Knox County. Under 3 minutes to play. Cardinals with the football. First and 10 at their 5. Blevins in at quarterback again. Takes the snap. Handoff goes right side. And gain of a couple.
Sean Wilkerson on
Wilkerson on the carry. And we'll give him a gain of about 3. Wilkerson, the sophomore. Brings up second and 7, coming up on 2 minutes remaining.
Three on the play, second down 7.
Don't forget, we've got Fulton Mobley over on Quick Central at Mexico and Glory 97. Bob Hale will have end zone after this one wraps up. And off inside to the near side, out to about the 10-yard line.
Keaton Pantaleo, the ball carrier.
Keaton Pantaleo, the freshman, 2-yard pickup.
Logan
bring
Miller
up third and 5. Logan Miller credited with the tackle on that play. A minute and a half remaining, Knox County.
Down and 4.
We'll see their season come to an end, 4-6. Now Shelby will be 4-6 and play next week against Scotland County. And we get a flag with 1:15 remaining. Delay a game against the Cardinals. Their fifth penalty of the night. It's one of those things that Coach Wilt wanted to clean up last time we were up here. And they've done that for the most part. They've just done so many other things well tonight that I imagine it'll still be a point of emphasis this next week.
Delay a game penalty against
Let's get ready for a very tough opponent. Under a minute to play.
Third down, 11.
Ball's back at the 6-yard line. Third and 9 coming up. Down to a half minute left. This will be the last snap of the game, most likely. Hand off to the right side. Pantaleo has a first down, and that should do it for this contest. The final 20 seconds will come off the clock. An 11-yard run. South Shelby will not have to snap the ball again.
Wyatt Owens on the carry for the Cardinals.
That was Owens on the carry. Gain of 11, and that's going to do it for this contest. South Shelby wins by a score of 36-0. We're going to take a 2-minute break and be back with the post-game show.
Final score, South
Cardinals
Shelby,
win 36-0. Back in 2 minutes here on Superstation Crescent, centralmoinfo.com.
Horizon Credit Union is excited to announce the opening of our newest location at 1204 South Baltimore in Kirksville. Horizon Credit Union is a great place to save and borrow money. We serve 9 counties in northern Missouri, including Adair, Sheraton, Knox, Lynn, Macon, Monroe, Randolph, Shelby, and Sullivan counties. For all your financial needs, stop by Horizon Credit Union at our new location at 1204 South Baltimore in Kirksville and go online at yourhcu.com for more information.
that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the Business Loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Boats, lawn tractors, motorcycles. Moberly Motors wants it all during our annual trade-a-thon. Our brand new facility has a lot more room on the lot than before, and we're filling it up by taking anything in trade, even if you don't buy a vehicle from us. But we think you will, because we have tons of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams. 0% financing for up to 72 months is available on select models with approved credit. Plus, we have new 2018 Ford F-150s priced up to $15,000 off MSRP. On top of it all, we're guaranteeing a minimum $1,000 for your pre-owned vehicle in trade, regardless of condition. Push it, pull it, even drag it in. It's still worth at least $1,000. During Trade-A-Thon, we're taking anything in trade, from helicopters to custom choppers. So come visit our all-new facility and see why after 75 years, people are still making the money-saving drive to Moberly Motors. North Morley Street in Moberly and MoberlyMotors.com. Driven by tradition.
And welcome back to the postgame show here on Superstation. Chris, waiting both coaches to come up and join us. And we'll get you to end zone coming up here in a few moments on the Superstation. South Shelby wins by a score of 36-0. And we'll take a look at our stats. And this one was all South Shelby. Through the air, they were 1-4 passing for 5 yards. Brock Wood, 1-3. The completion of White Owens. Daniel Burko of 1. On the ground, Cardinals 36 carries for 465 yards. Of that, Brock Wood, 15 for 331 unofficially. Daniel Burke had 12 carries for 69. Guy Timbrook, 4 carries for 38 and a touchdown. For Knox County, Connor Hayes was 3 of 7 passing for 19 yards and an interception. The sophomore still has 2 more years for the Eagles. Connor Hayes on the ground, 26 carries for 142 yards. Also Dylan Strong, 7 carries for 31. Trent Clocky, 5 for 19. First downs went to South Shelby, 16-14. Cardinals, 5 penalties for 45 yards. The Eagles had 4 penalties for 35. And the Eagles turned the ball over 3 times. South Shelby turned it over twice. 36-0, the final score in this one. And while we have a moment, let's announce our outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, the Jeff Freeman Agency, for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. No surprise in this one. Brock Wood, 15 carries, 331 yards, and 4 touchdowns. He will be our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, the Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. We're going to take a 2-minute break and be back with more of the postgame show. You're listening to high school football on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Success means something different to everyone.
It means buying my first home.
It means saving for her college.
It means retiring when we're ready.
Hi, I'm Joe Miller with First State Community Bank. We would love to hear what success means to you, so together we can make it happen.
First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If your significant other asks you to slip into something more comfortable and you put on coveralls, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you never have to remind yourself that it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
When you want the best parts for your car, see Heinz Performance Parts, your local CarQuest Auto Parts store newly located in downtown Shelbina. Heinz Performance Parts is a proud supporter of all local athletes.
Whatever you need printed, whether it's on a shirt, jacket, or hat, the name to remember is Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence. From special design shirts to personal bling to letter jackets to promotional items for your school, business, or nonprofit organization, if you need it, Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence can print it. And there's no setup fee or hidden charges for special design shirts from 1 to 1,000. See more at joycesembroidery.com. Joyce's is even your UPS drop-off spot.
This is Joyce. Just remember, anything is possible at Joyce's Embroidery in downtown Clarence. Just ask.
With fall harvest comes fall application of fertilizer and hydrous and chemicals. At Northeast Missouri Co-op at Edina, they know as a farmer your time is valuable. They'll help save you time by custom applying dry fertilizer to your fields with variable rate technology. And custom applying anhydrous as well as custom applying chemicals this fall so you'll be prepared for next year. Give Northeast Missouri Co-op a call today. Their goal is to help you this fall so you'll be ready for next spring. Remember, service is a priority at Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina.
And welcome back to the postgame show here on Superstation Crest. Join us now after a 36-0 win in South Shelby head coach Rob Will. Coach, nice win for your squad tonight. You had to battle in the first half. Second half, things broke through for you.
Yeah, I wasn't real pleased with the way we came out the first half. Thought we were really flat. There wasn't much energy, but I'll give it to Knox County. They came out with a good game plan, had a few different wrinkles, and they played well. But our kids just didn't respond like I wanted them to. You know, this is playoff football. We need to do a better job of coming out. But second half, our kids came out and played with a lot more energy, and I think that was a difference.
No surprise, every post game I'm asking about Brock Woods tonight. 331 yards unofficially, 4 touchdowns. He does it all for you.
He does. You know, he had another big night. He's one of those guys, once he gets the corner, he's usually gone, and he's great weapon, you know, best athlete I've ever coached as far as athleticism, and he's a special kid.
He's got that unique set of skills where he's got that size, that bulk that allows him to bounce off tacklers and breakthrough tackles, and then once he gets to the open field, he finds fourth, fifth gear.
Yeah, he's kind of squirmy, you know. He never doesn't seem like he ever takes a real clean shot. He's always shifty and sets up his blocks really well. I thought second half our offensive line came and played that second half. There was some nice blocking up front. And our defense played much better in the second half as well.
Defense played very well for you. Came up with a stop on that first drive, ended up with a takeaway there. And then in the first half as well, you come up holding them out of the end zone at the two-yard line.
Yeah, it was a nice shutout. It didn't feel that way because they really moved the ball pretty well, especially, like I said, in the first half, and they got inside the red zone a couple times. But when we had to, we kind of the old bend but don't break situation, and we didn't break.
The first two of Woods' touchdowns, I think he caught the defense leaning the wrong way. He took a step to his left and kind of cut back to the right and found the open field.
Yeah, that's kind of a set play. It's a little counter look off our zone stuff that we've been running a lot. And, you know, he reads holes real well, and I thought our kids did a nice job down blocking and then the kick out from the counter.
Scotland County coming up next week.
Yeah, Scotland County's really good. They got a really good quarterback and a couple receivers, and we're going to have to play much better than we did tonight, especially the first half to win that game because they are good, they're well coached, and it's going to be a battle, especially when you got to go to Memphis.
Coach, appreciate your time. Good luck next week.
All right, I appreciate y'all's coverage. Thank you.
That's Rob Wilt, head coach of the South Shelby Cardinals. His squad winning tonight by a score of 36-0. We're going to take a break. Be back to wrap up the postgame show next here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related.
Mom, Dad,
we just dropped by to pick up your
rent check.
I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
What if I just moved back into my old room?
Oh, you mean Dad's new man cave.
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Shelter agent Harley Croft about a free insurance review.
This is Jesse Swanky of On Target Ag of Leonard. 8 of 10 precision ag users report higher profitability. Gauge yield across the field to make better management decisions with ag leaders' time-tested yield monitoring tools. Gauge yield to make informed management decisions. Your bottom line will thank you. Contact On Target Ag of Leonard at 660-651-3432, your ag leader dealer, or visit agleader.com for more info. On Target Ag, precision ag services from the ground up.
It is 9 o'clock. You're listening to High School Football on Superstation. Chris, K-R-E-S, Moberly, and CentralMoInfo.com. End zone coming up in just a few moments here on Chris. Final score in this one, South Shelby winning by a score of 36-0. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Heinz Body Shop, Harley Croft, your local shelter insurance agent, Heinz Performance Park, Salt River Community Care, the Shelby County R4 School District of Shelbina and Clarence, Shelbina Villa Life Care, all of Shelbina, Joyce's Embroidery of Clarence, Exchange Bank of Shelbyville, Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, and Memphis, O'Loughlin Incorporated, with locations in Shelbina, Macon, and Marceline, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Northeast Missouri Co-op of Edina and Shelbyville, the Knox County R1 School District, Meyer Implement of Monroe City and Bowling Green, On Target Agriculture, LLC of Shelbyville, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbian Online, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, and Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. That's going to do it for our broadcast tonight. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to our producer back at the station. It was Matt taking care of things for us tonight. And thanks to you for listening. Our final score tonight, South Shelby wins by a score of 36-0.